感谢主带领我们早晨来查考约翰福音第一章。
And we thank the Lord's guidance. I will study the book of John chapter 1 this morning.
这一章里头的内容相当丰富。
And this, the content of this chapter is very rich.
那叙述方面相当深入，也很生动。
And it has a deep and lively descriptions.
那这一章呢，也把主耶稣的位分说得很，就介绍得很详尽的。
And also introduces the status of the Lord Jesus very clearly.
所以通常求道者或者很喜欢渴慕道理的人，可以从约翰福音入门，他可以得到很大的造就。
And so those who seek the truth can find gratification in reading the book of John.
因为这一章有关主耶稣的来源他的属性。或者他的位分跟他的任务说得很清楚。
And because it describes very clearly where the Lord Jesus came from, his divinity and his status.
譬如说他里头的道，道成肉身的道。
For example, that the Word became flesh.
那道就是神，那个神的字眼。
And the Word was God.
或者基督，就弥赛亚，这个受膏者，这个观念。
And the concept of the Messiah, the Anointed One.
或是摩西五经说的那个先知。
Or the prophet mentioned in the Pentateuch.
就《生命记》十八章十五节跟十八节说的那一节，还有很多很多。
And there's many others.
所以仔细来观看跟考察的话，我们可以进入到旧约圣经以及神救赎历史的整个生动的内容。
And so if we study this in detail, we can also relate it to the detailed description of the Old Testament.
这是对主耶稣的介绍。
And that is the introduction of the Lord Jesus.
那另外第一章也可以把我们信仰的建构的最基础的那个成长过程也说得很清楚的。
And chapter 1 also describes very clearly the foundation of our faith and our growth process.
因为我们假是把约翰福音当整个信仰的昭告宣告的话，
if we see the book of John chapter 1 as the proclamation of our faith,
你可以看到有大部分在讲信仰的信，信心的信。
And you can see that it talks about faith a lot.
还有像主耶稣所交代的爱，这个新诫命的这个履行，常常履行的这个诫命爱的道理。
And also the new commission that he has given to us, and that is love.
还有一个最后的就是盼望回到天家跟主常住永住的那个活泼的这个期许。
And lastly, the lively hope that we will once again dwell with the Lord Jesus.
所以说，从信爱望或信望爱，你可以从约翰福音里头查考很清楚的。
And so, from faith, hope, and love, we can see this very clearly in John chapter 1.
因此，它的道理不是在理论上。
And so the truth here is not philosophical.
其实它提供我们在对神的认知以及对神道理的掌握是很重要的交代。
But it has very great importance in how we understand God.
所以你对圣经研究很心得的人应该深入一点。
And so if we study the Bible deeply, then we need to study this chapter.
好，那我们今天提就是说集中在在第一章一节到十八节那个首篇。在讲主耶稣道成肉身这个基督主的赞歌以后，我们查考从十九节开始。
And so we'll concentrate today on John chapter 1 verse 1 to 18, where the Word became flesh.
但是十九节以后就你可以看到他动作的紧凑。
And from verse 19 forward, you can see the pace quickens.
他的动词出现的频率很高。
There's many verbs that come out after this verse.
那这些动作呢，它跟从主、认识主，最后呢？来跟主同住的整个过程一个总结。
And this is a summary of coming to know the Lord and to dwell with the Lord.
那这也是今天我们在信道或者是介绍道理给朋友们要认识主，进入到主跟他发生就很密切的关系的整个过程。
And this is the process of introducing the Lord to other people and how we can have intimate relationship with him.
那原来就替我们揭晓，就是替我们揭露出说我们信仰的建构入门在哪里，过程在哪儿。
And so here reveals the foundation of our faith and the process of building up our faith.
那当然就从黑板上的这个听跟见来入门的。
And so we start from
hearing
and seeing.
那当然要有人做见证，有人把道理这样宣讲，这个是对方的事。
And so someone needs to make the testimony, and that's somebody else needs to do this.
对，我们要领受的人，我们的入门在哪？在听，在见。
And so for those who will receive this, what is the beginning is to hear and see.
因为我们听到的神迹奇事、神选召的奇妙等等恩典的那些见证。
And we need to hear the testimony of the miracles and wonders of God.
我们也见到神在我们当中显出他的大能，比如说我们在洗礼的时候水奔血，或者荣光从天上照耀。
And we can see the greatness of the Lord with, in us, and that is, for example, seeing the blood in baptism or seeing the glorious light.
或者你看到神医治很重的病。
Or if you see God heal a great illness.
救出很危难的这困境。
And to rescue you from great difficulties.
所以你看了，你听了，你就开始有入门了，要信的开始。
And so once you hear and see, then you will start to believe.
这种过程在约翰福音也说得很详尽的。
And the Gospel of John, this is described very clearly.
就从第一章我们可以看出来。
And we can see this from chapter 1.
那我们来看第一章。
Let's read John chapter 1.
有空好好的思考这些刚才说过的对主耶稣位份跟他任务的这些称谓跟名词。
And so when we have time, we need to think about the different description of the Lord in regards to his status.
但其实呢，十九节就在记载，这其实也是犹太人历史上对弥赛亚期许的一个落实，就是历史关键的时刻了。
And so, verse 19 talks about the key moment in the belief of the Jewish and their Messiah beliefs.
Messiah expectation. 这是对他们这个犹太人来讲的期待，说从大卫子孙带着神的能力要来百姓当中救他们脱离仇敌的辖制，建立属灵的神国的一个期待。
And it's the expectation of the Jews that from the descendant of David, someone will rescue them and establish a spiritual kingdom.
你问一个热心锡安运动的这些犹太人，他可以替你讲得很清楚。
And if you talk to those who are the Zionistic Jews, they will tell you this very clearly.
但是我们从圣经可以看出来。
But we can see this from the Bible.
因为人们常常问这些门徒。
Because people often ask the disciples,
他说问施洗约翰,
or they ask John the Baptist,
说你是那个先知吗?
Are you that prophet?
就是申命记十八章说的，摩西以后要像摩西一样的神要拣选的先知。
That is what is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 18, that after Moses, the prophet that would be like him.
或者说这个得胜的君王是大卫子孙啊，是大卫子孙啊。这样的呼喊着主
or this victorious king that will be the descendant of David.
所以这些都在彰显耶稣来到人间，要符合整个犹太人他们在历史上期待一个得胜的君王的出现。
And so this is all describing the Lord Jesus meeting the expectation of a victorious king.
当然要从撒加利亚书查考。
And we can start this from the book of Zechariah.
从这个撒摩记下那个拿单的应许。
And also from Second Samuel, the promise of Daniel.
在诗篇里头，神对大卫的这个君王的应许。
And also in the book of Psalms, the promise of the Lord to David.
比如说一百诗篇的第一节。
And for example, Psalm chapter 1.
或二章的六节七节。
Or Psalm 2, verse 6 and 7.
这些都是在背后。这个君王，这得胜的君王，或者弥赛亚，神所高的要出现。
And these are all describing the king that and the anointed one of God.
但是耶稣来是成为卑微的人子。
But the Lord Jesus came as the humble son of man.
他不是犹太人所期待的这个赫耀的显赫的君王。
And he was not the glorious king that the Jews expected.
因为他政权不在地面上。
Because his authority is not on this earth.
但是他里头就充满了神。神性
but he is full of the divinity of God.
神住他，天父住他里头，他住在天父里头。
And the Heavenly Father dwells in him, and he dwells in the Heavenly Father.
而且他充满了能力。
And he is filled with power.
可以创造，可以救赎。
That he is able to create and save.
所以他来到这，不能用外貌来断定他。
And so when he comes to this earth, we cannot judge him by his appearance.
单单从马太八章跟九章主耶稣的言教，他应该说五章到七章主耶稣的言教。
And from Matthew chapter 5 to 7, his verbal teaching.
充满了全能、权柄。
Is full of authority.
再从八章九章他的行迹。
And from chapter 8 and 9, you can see the manifestation of his power.
他的伸手，他的开口，就充满了个医治和让人家得到 破镜重圆，得到安慰，得到救助的这个盼望的。
And the stretching of his hand or his speech can heal others and to bring others out of difficulty.
所以这样很卑微的人子，所以在人的面前却行出这么大的神迹。
This humble son of man was able to have such great miracles before man.
他有文士所没有的权威，言教的权威。
And he had the authority that the scribes did not have in his verbal teachings.
他可以让这风浪平静。
And he was able to calm the storm.
他可以一个指令可以让人家痊愈，得到他拯救。
And with one command, he can heal and save.
这些，让我们从福音书里头可以看到主耶稣的行传的。
And so all of this can be seen in the gospel, in the book of Gospels.
但愿福音强调的是主耶稣的神性跟圣灵和他神道里头的这个奥秘。
And the book of John emphasizes his divinity and the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后就讲也讲出圣灵的道理。
And also talks about the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
这些都很重要。
And these are very important.
但我们单单从约翰福音第一章啊。
And from John chapter one.
你看十九节以后。
And if we read from verse 19.
这个约翰的出现，施洗约翰的出现，也就应验的复合的圣经里头给他的这个历史定位。
And the appearance of John the Baptist established. His historical significance.
第一个,
and first,
他要做主耶稣的先锋, 开路者。
He is to be the one who opens the way for the Lord Jesus. 应验
出埃及记二十三章, 以赛亚书, 第四十章, 跟马拉基书三章, 四章的旧约的应许。
And it fulfills the promise in Exodus chapter 23, Isaiah chapter 40.
And Malachi 3 and 4.
Malachi 3 and 4.
然后呢，他不但是要铺路。
And he's not only opening the way.
他要把主耶稣引进给别人，来介绍主耶稣比他大，虽然他在他后来者。
But he will guide the Lord Jesus and introduce him as one who is greater than him.
就是把主耶稣显明给这众人。
And that is, he will present the Lord Jesus to the multitude.
让他们知道他就是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So that the people will know that he is the anointed one that the people are waiting for.
第三个很重要，就是替主耶稣来尽神国的义来施洗。
And third is that he needs to baptize the Lord Jesus.
我们说尽诸般的义，就是尽神所要求的这个义，神的要求。
And that is to fulfill the requirements and the righteousness of God.
要洁净，要行仪，这个洁净礼，要洗礼的这个。这个仪式来进入到神的国。
And that he needs to be baptized to enter the kingdom of God.
当然有旧约圣经的这根据的。
And this is according to the Old Testament Bible.
所以施洗约翰是行这个施洗，就是行悔改的洗。
And so John the Baptist performed the baptism of repentance.
他为主耶稣开路，要介绍主耶稣以后要火跟圣灵来跟门徒们的施洗。
And, and he paved the way for the Lord Jesus, who will baptize the disciples with fire and spirit.
第一章就把主耶稣跟这个施洗约翰的铺路者交集在一起。
And so chapter one, connected the Lord Jesus and and John the Baptist who paved the way.
那换句话说，也就在历史的新旧约之交，那主的来到，约翰已经尽了他最后的责任。
And so this is the turning point between the New and Old Testament where John the Baptist has fulfilled his duty.
那从此神国福音就展开了。
And from this point forward, the gospel of the heavenly kingdom will begin.
那主耶稣在世的时候，
when the Lord Jesus was on the earth,
那他开始来显耀，让他显明他自己。
And he started to manifest himself.
他说神国近了，你们要认识主耶稣救主，然后进入他所预备的。
And he says the heavenly kingdom is near that you need to enter into what he has prepared.
在他还没有正式在这个所谓的加利利第一期的宣道生涯以前。
And before his first preaching in Galilee.
所以我们叫做这个第一段这个加利利传道生涯。
And before the first stage of his preaching in Galilee.
就在这个地方，约翰一章这个地方。
And this is where he is in John chapter 1.
我们可以开始来展开历史的这个序幕了。
And we could start to see the prologue of history.
那为什么？
And why is this?
因为主耶稣他出现。
Because the Lord Jesus has appeared.
他应验的，约翰说的，他将要比我更加的兴盛，那我就要退却了。
And he has fulfilled what John has said that he will be greater than I, and I will back away.
不过借着圣经所见证的 所应许的，那现在一一的展现在眼前。
According to what the Bible has testified and has promised, is slowly starting to appear.
换句话说，律法摩西所说的。
And that is the law is spoken by Moses.
啊，然后先知大小先知所应许的。
And the promise by the major and the minor prophets.
还有历史上犹太人民族的在仰望这个救主的出现的。
And the expectation of the Jews in history of the coming of the Messiah.
就在约旦河边这个时候展开。
And this all begins at the bank of the Jordan River.
这是约翰的见证。
And this is a testimony of John.
当然，见证在约翰福音很重要。
And the testimonies in John is very important.
因为见证从这个先行者、前驱者施洗约翰来说出来。
And this testimony is spoken first by John the Baptist.
那加上天父从天上的见证。
And add to this the witness of the Heavenly Father from heaven.
还有施洗，他被主耶稣被施洗说圣灵降下的见证。
And when the Lord Jesus was baptized, come the descendants of the Holy Spirit.
还领受打福音、认识主的这些人的见证。
And the witness of all those who come to know the Lord.
再加上旧约圣经的律法书、大小先知书的见证、诗篇的见证。
And also according to the witness of the books of laws, the major and minor prophet and the Psalms.
对，所以你就看到这一段里头已经让我们进入到整个圣经有关弥赛亚期许的这样的历史。
And so here we can see the Bible is starting to enter into the history of the promise of the Messiah.
好，那我们来看一下。你看，从十九节开始啊，人家就问约翰，你是那位先知吗？
And so we can see in verse 19, people ask John, "Are you that prophet?"
啊，他说我不是。
And he says, "I am not."
那个先知 that prophet 记载在申命记十八章十五节跟十八节。
And this prophet is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 and 18.
百姓常常说，那主耶稣，你是那个先知吗？因为主耶稣行神迹，让他们很振服。
And the people often ask, "A Lord, are you that prophet?" Because he often performed miracles.
其实是的。
And in reality, he is.
因为是大先知，真正的大先知。
Because he is a true great prophet.
是神的真正先知。
And he is a true messenger of God.
那保罗，这个使徒约翰就说，你来看了、那时候主耶稣就出现，神的羔羊。
And
二十九节那里。
And in verse 29, John the Baptist says, "Come and see, and this is the Lamb of God."
他见证说，你们看到这个利未记所说的这赎罪。或者以后圣殿崇拜的这整个祭祀传统，主耶稣来了，就是要来成全、来应验的。
And this is the one who has come to fulfill the promise of the salvation and atonement.
好，那来看一下，那你看呢？当主耶稣受洗的时候
，And we can see when the Lord Jesus was baptized，
那个圣灵降下来。
The Holy Spirit descended.
就好像你看到创世纪第一章那个神的灵覆盖在水面上那样个犹太人的注解。
And just as in Genesis chapter 1, the Spirit of the Lord hovered above the waters.
那犹太人就说神的灵好像鸽子一样的就在保护着。覆盖着整个人类整个地球。
And the Jew says that the Spirit of God covers the people and protects them.
所以整个犹太人心目中神的灵，只要要让人家看到异象或者是看到形象的话，就好像鸽子一样。
And so in the mind of the Jews, if they see the Spirit of the Lord, it's an appearance of a dove.
那果然圣灵就好像鸽子，在异象中这样让你看到，它是正是主耶稣，就是那个神所应许的。
In the visions, the Holy Spirit descended like doves. And that proves that the Lord Jesus is the promised one.
他就是神的儿子。
That he is the Son of God.
所以请记住，有两个名词在这圣经里头，很有力的，而且很正确的来证明主耶稣在地面上的位份。
And so there's two words that describes the status of the Lord in the world.
一个是神的儿子。
One is the Son of God.
那另外一个神的受膏者，弥赛亚。
The other one is the anointed one, the Messiah of God.
那另外一个当然是政治上、社会上的误解，他是以色列的王。
And the other is the political misunderstanding that he's the king of Israel.
其实他是以色列主属灵的神的国的以色列的这个王、君王。
But he is the king of the spiritual Israel.
反正我们抓住神儿子、受膏者、神的受膏者。
But we need to grasp on to these two terms, the Son of God and the Anointed One.
很反讽的就是犹太人的公会就以这两个罪名当作亵渎神。
And ironically, the council of the Jews used these two terms as ridicule.
你可以看最后的约翰福音，那这个 马可、马太、路加、约翰最后几章都有这样的审判的这个情景。
You can read about this in the last few chapters of each of the Gospels.
难道除了这个神这儿子以外，弥赛亚是一个亵渎罪？
And aside from the Son of God, calling himself Messiah was an act of blasphemy.
当然，这INRI 这个罪名也是政治上的叛乱罪了。那就是说，耶稣拿撒勒人犹太人的王这个四个字钉在十字架上，也就指称主耶稣是叛罗马帝国的。
And to call himself Jesus of Nazareth, the king of the Jews, this is a treason against the Roman Empire.
所以我们就看到主耶稣也是很冤枉的，但是他是又为了这个名分来到人间。
And we can see that the Lord Jesus was framed, but then he also came to the world because of these status.
他被钉十字架却成全了救恩。
And he was nailed on the cross and fulfilled the salvation.
这是神的能力跟神的智慧的彰显的。
And so this is a manifestation of the power and the wisdom of God.
所以当介绍神的羔羊、神儿子，你就有这些历史的情景。
And so by introducing the Lamb of God and the Son of God, we can see these historical recordings. And the Lord Jesus nailed on the cross once has a forever effect of salvation for us. And the Lamb of God has taken the place of the calves and the lambs as sacrificed for us. And the blood of the calves and the lambs will not atone our sins. But the Lamb of God has been sacrificed once and has an everlasting effect. And this is the teaching in Hebrews chapter 8 to 10, especially chapter 10.
就是神的羔羊，主耶稣，定日就定十字架流宝血赦罪。
And that is the Lamb of God was nailed on the cross and shed his blood to atone our sins.
就这个人家期待这个神的羔羊来除罪啊，神的君王来到，那懂道理的人就会很渴慕，会想跟随。
And the expectation of the Lamb of God coming to save and atone the sin, those who know the words will want to follow him.
所以约翰的见，这施洗约翰的见证就有起来在回想。 就是幻想的这个作用。
And so the witness and the testimony of John the Baptist had a reverberating effect.
那就你看到门徒听了。
And so the disciples heard.
当然你可以看到约翰有约翰的门徒。
You see that John the Baptist has his own disciples.
就好像旧约圣经或甚至在新旧约之间的昆南宫，这死海附近很多宫舍那些门班一样。
And just as around the Dead Sea, there are
the community.
There are many communes.
那他们都一就有师傅，有门徒。
And they have the masters and they have the disciples.
就好像旧约以利亚有以利沙，以利沙有门徒。
And just as in the Old Testament, Elijah had Elisha, and Elisha has his own followers.
或者说以利沙跟着以利亚的路上，每到个地方都有先知班的门徒在等候。
And just as Elijah, wherever he goes, there are people who follow him.
所以说当年有师傅跟门徒。 这是司空见惯的事情。
So at the time there is teachers and disciples. This is very common.
你看旧约圣经的以西结、以利亚，应该也都有以西结、以赛亚都有他们的这个先知班。
You can see that Ezekiel and Isaiah also have their own followers.
耶利米也是。
And Jeremiah is the same.
所以这些就是说门徒们听到师父的见证说，我们看到这个神所预备的羔羊。
And so when the disciples hear the teacher saying that they have seen the Lamb of God, and this is actually a silent witness.
不必再说了,
they do not need to say
anymore.
Because those who understand the truth will want to seek this teacher.
所以施洗约翰这两个门徒听见约翰的见证以后，就来找主耶稣。
And so the two disciples of John the Baptist, when they heard this, they came to seek the Lord
Jesus. 这段记载很生动。
This is a very lively recording here.
虽然他的这个文字简洁,
although the words are very succinct,
可是你把自己置身在当时门徒和主耶稣宣道的行列当中,
but if you place yourself in the moment,
你会很受感动,
you will be very touched.
因为这个历史的时刻, 我们叫做关键时刻,
because this is a historical turning point. crucial point.
啊，那就是你要把掌握住。
And then you need to grasp onto this.
就要算一个振兴，这万物振兴的时候到了。
And this is the point where things will become
prosperous. 就要像这民族这信仰运动有一个很大的这个轰天。那个惊天动地的事件要出现了。
And this is a great happening that is about to happen to this faith.
就好像施洗约翰就把这个死沉沉的这犹太教用他的这公义的信息把他们震醒一样。
And just as John the Baptist has awakened the Jewish belief with his teachings.
既然我们的师父说看见这神的羔羊主来到了，历史记载的那个。
And since our teacher has said, look, the Lamb of God, the one who is recording history has come.
爱慕道理，仰慕救恩，难道不跟随吗？不寻找吗？
If you seek the truth and you study the truth, will you not go and seek after this?
所以从这里开始就展开门徒，也就是你跟我来寻找主的一个过程，一个描写。
And so from this point forward, this is the beginning of the process of us seeking the Lord.
你看，他们听见，请看第二十。
Let's read verse 35.
在另外一天，约翰同两个门徒站在那儿，那他看见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”门徒们跟他师父施洗约翰在一起。
And the disciples were with their teacher John the Baptist.
那看见主耶稣行走啊，经过。
And they saw the Lord Jesus passing by.
就马上见证说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
And he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
啊，这时候心里大概怦然轰动的门徒就听到了，你看他们怎么反应。
And here the disciples heard this, and let's see how they react.
就跟从了主，很简单的说，他们就转身跟从主。
When they heard this, they followed Jesus.
啊，当然他们会跟师父说：“师父，我去啊，跟看看，我去寻找，我去跟他认识。”
Of course, they would say to the teacher, "Teacher, I want to go and understand and know this man."
你再看底下所记载的很简短，可是充满了戏剧性的动作。
And if we could see what follows in the recording is very simple but very dramatic.
啊，主耶稣看着门徒这样跟着他，他转身说：“你们做啥？你们要啥？”
When the Lord Jesus saw the disciples following him, he turned around and asked, "What do you want?"
其实这是一个修辞学上的提问。
This is a rhetorical question.
啊，就是说，主耶稣明明知道门徒要的什么。
He knows what the disciples wanted.
可是你常常借着这样的提问，让这个问题本身的那个鲜明性更加的突出。
And from these kind of questions, you could emphasize the importance of this.
啊，那主耶稣也不说什么。
And the Lord Jesus did not say anything.
那他们就说，你们要什么？
And he says, "What do you want?"
那请注意他们回答这句话。
And remember how they respond.
Rabbi or Rabbi, Mene, 哪里住呢 ？Mene, 那就是希伯来文按那个希腊文的住，居住的住。
And they ask, "Rabbi, where are you staying?"
啊，那这个住就从这里点出以后，圣经所描写的神人同住，或以前所描写的神的帐幕要住在人间的一个提示。的应验的。
And this stay can manifest and represent the dwelling of God among the people.
那就是你看，旧约圣经不是有说神的帐幕要住在人间
？And the Old Testament has said that the tabernacle of God will be among men.
你看利未记二十六章十几节就有。
And we could see this in Leviticus chapter 26.
那是平安契约了。
And that is
a
covenant of peace.
啊，是应许百姓将来有神同住。
And they promise that the people that the Lord.
那你要住在神的帐幕当中。
That you will dwell in his tabernacle.
你再看以西结书三十六、三十七章。
If we read Ezekiel chapter 36 and 37.
已经重建了的这个神的国。
And after they rebuild the kingdom of God.
神的帐幕人间，那神要做他们的神，他们要做神的子民。
And
the
tabernacle is established, and God will dwell with them.
那一直在盼望神来到，神到我们中间来复我们的国，振兴万物吧。
We continue to expect the Lord to come among us so that He could make the kingdom prosperous.
所以这个观念 restoration 这个复兴啊，或者神来帐幕 dwelling， 一定要记住。
And so we need to remember the concept of this dwelling and restoration.
好，那他们就问主耶稣说：“拉比，我的师父。”
And they say, "Rabbi," which means my teacher.
你在哪住啊？
Where are you staying?
那主耶稣就说：“ 来，你们来看。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Come."
这是道理，也是需要这样子。
And this is how the truth will be.
你听了听。
After you hear it.
罗马书说，就是你听到有说道的来，讲道的来，那听到以后就会建立你的信心。
And the book of Romans says that those who speak the truth and those who hear it will build up their faith.
那你听了以后，你就要试看看，要真的。像他们这样的跟从。
And after you hear the truth, you need to be like them and come and see.
要跟着，要看着。
You need to follow and see.
你再问。
Then you will ask.
说主啊，真的在哪里？我们可以得到跟你同住。
And it says, where can we stay with you?
用今天的话语说，主啊，我们如果得到圣灵，或者说圣经的应许。
And then in today's words, it says, if we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣会怎么说？
Then what would the Lord Jesus say?
你来看吧。
And he would say, "Come and see."
这个看变成很重要的动作。
And see becomes a very important action.
你看旧约圣经一直来都用看这个跟听啊，这出现的频率是挺高的。
And you can see the word "see" and "heaven" appears many times in the Old Testament.
以色列，你要听。
And the Israel must hear.
啊，神听到你的祷告。
And the Lord has heard your prayers.
所以叫做 Ishmael， 叫做 Samuel， 都是听，都是神到听的。
And Ishmael and Samuel means to hear.
那神也叫你看。
And God also tells you to see.
你要举目观看。
That you need to raise your head and see.
你要行走纵横。
You need to walk the earth.
那主要是他是举目观看神的羔羊，那这神就预备羊羔来代替以撒。
And you lift your head and see, and you can see the lamp that will take the place of Isaac.
在低迷沉闷的时候，你眼睛看到神的预备在旁边。
And when you're feeling down, you could lift up your head and see God is with you.
你眼睛一看，看到原来你忽略的神的恩典、神的真理就在身边。
And if you lift your eyes and see, then you could see the grace of God that
you have overlooked. 那现在道理，主耶稣就在旁边。
And here and now, the Lord Jesus is here.
主耶稣邀请说：“你们来看吧，真的来看吧。”
And the Lord Jesus said, "Come and see."
所以他们就在38-39节那里。
And so in verse 38 and 39,
就主耶稣就他们就看到他在那里住。
And they saw where he was staying.
那一天，门徒们跟主就同住。
And that day, at that day forward, he was staying with them.
那就跟主耶稣来同 Manin 的这个时候展开了。
And that this moment, they were dwelling and staying with the Lord.
那以后你就可以看这两个门徒又介绍另外原班的这个门徒。
And you can see that these two disciples introduced more disciples.
另外腓力也介绍了这个看到弥赛亚这样的见证，也叫这个拿单也来看。来听，来体验。
And when Philip saw this witnesses, he also brought Nathaniel to come and see.
他们所得到的不是，就是说只有满足心愿。
And what they receive is not just contentment.
他们看到就天门打开，天神的使者在人子身上要上去下来。
And what they saw was opening of the heaven. The messenger of God will come and go.
那他们看到的或者以后要跟着主的这个道路，也就是他们以后进入天国要传扬福音的道。
And what they saw was the path. In preaching the gospel and entering the heavenly kingdom.
是同甘共苦的道路的。
And this is a path where they will share joy and pain together.
也就是历史上展开救恩，他们参与有份的。
And that is the beginning of salvation where they will have part.
因为他们要宣讲，他们要做见证。
Because they will proclaim and they will make the testify.
那同时呢，他们也跟着主耶稣在走这一条宣讲道路的时候，可以让人家也看到天国。
At the same time, when they're walking on this road of preaching with the Lord, the other people will see the heavenly kingdom.
因为他们有主耶稣亲身的体验。
Because they had the experience of the Lord, personal experience of the Lord.
而且他们可以再次的做见证。
And so they can once again make the testimony.
就有听、有看、有见证、有跟从，这样子一直的展开，就神国的规模就扩大。
And from hearing and seeing and preaching. This will continue to expand the kingdom of God.
所以这一章就从这个步骤，我们可以看到跟主同住，主也是真的让他们同住了。
And so from this chapter, we could see the process of where they come and dwell with the Lord.
这是肉身在现阶段跟主也是在宣道、在灵修、在侍奉这个路上的跟主同住，主跟我们同住。
And this dwelling means that they were dwelling with the Lord to cultivate their spirituality and to preach with the Lord.
因为主耶稣让他们看到他的慈容，还有权柄的教训。
Because the Lord Jesus allowed them to see and hear his speech and how the authority in his teachings.
主耶稣的怜悯, 主耶稣的公义,
and the mercy and the righteousness of the Lord.
还有主耶稣他伸出手来的全能的手在救助, 在医治,
and how he outstretched his hand to heal and show us his authority.
这是主耶稣跟他们同住, 你的体验, 他们的体验的。
And this is their experience in dwelling with the Lord.
但是圣经也强调这个住不就是现阶段这传道生涯当中的三五年的时光而已。
So the Bible only describes this first 3 to 5 years of preaching in this physical dwelling.
以后我们进到14章跟16章。
We read chapter 14 and 16.
那就在专门在集中在圣灵的道理。
And this will be concentrated on the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
是从天父 差遣来的。
And this is from from the Heavenly Father.
也是主耶稣说，我从我这边差去的。
And this is also what the Lord Jesus said that He has sent.
那这个叫真理的圣灵。
And this is the Holy Spirit of Truth.
也叫做安慰者、训诲师。
And this is the counselor and the comforter.
那他怎么有什么功效?
And what effect does he have?
他可以让门徒, 为门徒做见证。
He could bear testimony for the disciples.
他可以让门徒明白道理。
He could let the disciples understand the truth.
可以让明白更加确信天父差遣神的儿子主耶稣来到人间定十字架升天的整个神的义。
And they could more firmly believe in the righteousness of God and how He sent His only Son to be sacrificed for us.
还有圣经, 圣灵给他们得力更新, 指引更远,更大,更看不见的事情。
And the Holy Spirit also renews them and strengthens them so that they could see things that they do not understand.
那这个永远要常住的保惠师。
And this is the comforter and the counselor who will dwell with us forever.
主耶稣用象征动作, 你们受圣灵吧, 以后你们真的受圣灵了吧。
In a symbolic gesture, the Lord Jesus said, you will receive the Holy Spirit, in the future they truly did.
果然主耶稣就赐下圣灵。
And then the Lord Jesus allowed the Holy Spirit to descend.
升天得荣耀以后得给我们的圣灵。
And after he ascended to heaven, he let the Holy Spirit descend.
除此以外,还有一个很重要的。
Aside from that, there's also something
就好像当年或当日今天圣灵跟我们同住跟他们同住。
And just as today and in the past when the Holy Spirit dwelt with them.
还有一个很重要在约翰福音14章。
And there's also another important point in John chapter 14.
在一节到三节那里。
From verse 1 to 3.
所以是说你们心里不要忧愁, 我会暂时离开你们。
And says that do not be grieved, that I will depart from you for a short while.
因为我去了是要为你们预备地方。
I will go to prepare a place.
预备好了就带你们去, 到我在那儿, 你们也在那儿。
And after I prepare this, then I will take you so that you will be with me.
这就是跟神, 跟主耶稣以马内利的永远的最后的落实, 最后的成全。
And this is the final fulfillment of the Lord Jesus.
所以说在世宣道当中跟主的同住。
And so in this world, in preaching the gospel, we dwell with the Lord.
同甘共苦,
that we enjoy the pains and joy together.
来宣扬福音,
and
预备神国,
we preach the gospel and prepare the heavenly kingdom.
然后圣灵在五旬节要降临,
and then the Holy Spirit descend on the Pentecost.
展开这救恩的门路, 神国福音的开广,
and it opens up the way of salvation.
然后主耶稣又说,
and then the Lord Jesus said,
将来跟他永远在天父的家同住。
That will dwell with him forever in the heavenly kingdom.
所以你单单从约翰福音第一章,
so from John chapter 1,
就给我们信仰很重要的一个入门一个阶段,
we can see the introduction to our faith.
一个你听到,
first you need to hear,
你看到,
then to see,
因为有人见证,
because somebody has testified,
他们有圣经跟亲身的体验,
they have the Bible and their personal experience.
所以你好奇, 而也愿意, 及心甘意愿要跟从主。
And you have the thirst and the willingness to follow the Lord.
那你在后头跟着跟着,
then you follow behind him.
主耶稣不丢弃人, he won't seek us.
And the Lord Jesus will not seek us.
他会转身说, 你要做啥?
He will turn around and say, what do you want?
那你会很热切地问说, 主啊, 你在哪儿? 我跟你们去, 跟你去。
And you will say, teacher, where are you going? I will go with you.
我们现在求道者, 有没有这样的心智?
And do we have this kind of attitude in seeking the truth?
跟主有圣灵有真理的教会, 主的身体来同住,
that,
进入他的里头。
That in this church with the heavenly body of the Lord Jesus, do we want to dwell with him?
来查考神的道理, 因为他把历史作为跟他的旨意显明得很清楚。
and to study his truth because his will is manifested in the historical recordings.
那你有的话,
and if you do,
因为在他家里住了,
then you will dwell in his house.
做一个真心实意的门徒。
And you will become a true disciple.
不但如此，你还有圣灵的同住。
And aside from this, you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你身后还有主耶稣，永远答应你到他天父的家，天国去住。
And after this life, the Lord Jesus also promised you, to take you to His heavenly kingdom.
那也就是启示二十一章二十二章的结尾，来宣告这个消息。
And that is a recording in Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。
And so may the Lord Jesus guide us.
我们要问主啊，你在哪儿住？
We need to ask, Lord, where are you staying?
他转身过来说，来来看，来住吧。
And he will come, reply, come and see.
我们就跟主同住了。
Then we'll dwell with him.
好，我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
423首。